Guys, whether you agree with AJ or RJ or whomever, and you want to get in on the action, or maybe you want to bet the fights this weekend, you got football, all of it. MyBookie.ag has you covered. And if you join now, first-time deposit, they're going to match it with up to a 100% bonus. So you want to put $100 in there, you're going to have an extra $100 to play with. Live in-game betting on nearly every event. And they've got a user-friendly mobile site, which is terrific. I actually used it on the plane last week. And at MyBookie, you can do any of the things you bet anywhere else. They've also got a great race book, too, if you're into that, which I am. And if you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, well, MyBookie's got you covered on that, too. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What did you think of the game last night?
I will say I'm not surprised that the Chiefs won. I was surprised at the type of game that it was. I didn't think there'd be nearly the amount of scoring there was. Obviously, I think me, like most, thought that that defense was going to be better. I think they'll get better as the year goes on. I don't think it's like, you know, the end of the world.
I thought Andy Reid had a really good game plan. They took advantage of some good matchups and had some nice, long, sustained drives. Chiefs look pretty good. That's a good way to start the season. People are criticizing Mark Richt for canceling the Miami at Arkansas State game. Apparently, as Rick Neuheisel was saying it, he said, "I get the safety concerns, but this is suspicious."
What's suspicious about it?
What, that he doesn't want to play Arkansas State? You don't want to play the game. They're not making it up. So just say you're not playing, especially when it's not in Miami. The Miami Dolphins were on the road this week. They'd be playing in the NFL. It's not just about, oh, the game's not in Miami. It's about how do these kids get home afterwards?
Right.
That's just a dumb take.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. On the Blitz, quick like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of that, including an extended argument between AJ and RJ, all available at podcastarena.com. And I want to circle back to that for just a second, because there's one thing that I fundamentally disagree with RJ on. But basically, breaking news, Ezekiel Elliott was basically got a preliminary injunction to allow him to play.
Yeah.
So it puts the suspension on hold. Now, some people are tweeting out that means he's going to get to play all 16 games. Let's hold off on that, because it depends on what happens with the other case. If it gets thrown out, then the suspension would start. This is just an injunction that allows him to play until that gets settled. Now, it might mean that he plays the whole year, but that's your breaking news. All right. More than likely, it's going to wind up being like the Brady thing. It's going to go through several courts, and then he'll wind up sitting out the first six next year. And it's dumb. But, okay, so the one thing that I kind of wanted to mention about, I don't think that turnovers are as totally random.
It's not a coin flip.
No, it's not.
I completely, fundamentally disagree with him.
And here's why, because it's not just, and the whole thing that these PhDs are going to tell me that there's no such thing as clutch. Well, maybe they need to watch the games, because it's not just about guys being clutch late. It's about guys choking late. Good players get better in key situations. Bad players get worse in key situations. The human element is there. Pressure makes a difference. And believe me, if I'm a bad quarterback and I'm in the fourth quarter of a tight game, I'm more likely to make a mistake. And I don't think it's random. And if I'm a good quarterback, I'm less likely to make a mistake, yeah, because I've been in those situations. I know what to do. And same thing with fumbles. A bad player under pressure, more likely to make a mistake with a fumble. So while there is a randomness to it, I don't think it's a coin flip. And here's the other thing I kind of disagreed with too. just flipping the 7-point games you've won? Because that's what comes into play in those. And 58% of the games in the NFL are decided by a touchdown or less. So, yeah, I do think that there is something to the teams that find ways to win those games because they have better players in key situations. I mean, the talent level is pretty close on most teams. So it does come down to that. And yes, the one thing I would say about the Texans, they didn't force as many turnovers last year. They could easily force a lot more this year.
They could.
So I just don't think it's a coin flip.
But even if there's some things, fumble recoveries. I can see that being luck. You know, that's
absolutely
sort of a right place, right time thing. But you just because there's parts of turnovers that are have some percentage of luck attached to them. Most turnovers in the NFL happen on interceptions,
right?
And there's no luck involved with that. I mean, that's it. I mean, there's
sometimes of them. There is, but sometimes a ball goes right off a receiver's hands and pops up in the air.
There's a reason why Matt Ryan had half the interceptions that Matt Barkley threw last year on twice as many attempts as Matt Barkley had. It's not because Matt Ryan was way luckier than Matt Barkley. It's because Matt Ryan is just a way better football player than Matt Barkley.
And the texter says, RJ means statistically turnovers can't be related to a predictable factor. Thus, they are the same as flipping a coin and will regress to the mean year over year. I get what he's saying. I just don't agree that they're not related to a predictable factor. I think skill level has something to do with it. And that is where, and listen, I love all the analysis, but I think that's where you get into, you need to combine analytics with the human factor. And Blake Bortles, and I'll simplify it as much as I can. Fourth quarter tie game, who do you want playing quarterback, Blake Bortles or Aaron Rodgers?
No, that's not even a discussion.
Right, and why? Because we've seen how those guys perform in those situations.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers, that is predictable, is more likely to lead his team to victory than Blake Bortles is. And that's because that's human, that's skill level, that's that, and whether it's clutch or whether it's choking. So, you know, I think it's a great discussion, and I love putting it purely in statistical terms. I also think that there are reasons for this, and I don't think it's a total coin flip, and I don't think it's as completely unpredictable. So, and maybe more so from the offensive end of things than defense, but good teams protect the football year after year, and you know, I think that's. The Texans won a lot of games last year by not scoring any points because they, for the most part, protected the football and made a lot of field goals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's a fun discussion, but I don't think it's totally a yards per play thing either. Let's squeeze in Martin because he wants to weigh in on this.
Well, sports.
Sports to you, man.
Okay, I'm sorry. I could barely hear you guys on the phone, but I'll assume I'm there. But I just wanted to get into you guys' discussion about if turnovers are a factor of skill or not. I kind of have to agree with Fred, and I don't know if y'all made this discussion already because I just turned on my radio, but for example. But I remember back when the Bears had that great defense, I believe Charles Tillman was one of the quarterbacks, and he would actually go punch the ball out. So I think there is a human part to that. Not just really totally based on luck. You have guys that train themselves to make those type of plays and do those things. So I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that.
Almost every defensive player is trained to punch at the football, and that's, I don't know. I mean, I guess there is something to that. If you've got guys who force more fumbles than other guys, that's a legit thing too. But
then there's a flip side to that. Some running backs are better being aware of that and protecting the football than others.
Yeah.
And so, yes, those things play into it. Is that Jerome Solomon on the line? Is that the Jerome Solomon?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man. Jerome.
This is really fascinating stuff, and I know you guys are almost worn it out to this point, but one thing that RJ is just wrong about, and I've had this debate with these numbers guys, and I'm a numbers guy. I majored in engineering, always been a math person. They overdo it. Like, they try to convince you that the final score isn't indicative of which team is the best team. And they can prove it out mathematically. But what he said that was so absolutely wrong, AJ, and I know you got tied up in some other stuff, but the idea that the Dodgers have gone 4-12 over the last 16, games, so the best team in the NFL can go 4-12. That's just not true. And that's not even mathematically accurate because, yeah, the best team in the NFL can go 1-3 over a month, right? But they can't go 4-12.
And if they do go 4-12, baseball, they're not the best team.
Right, exactly. The best team in baseball can't go 40-120. It's not possible. If you go 40-120, you are not the best team in baseball unless half your team died in a plane crash. I mean, so you can't use that math and extrapolate it out. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, the best team in football, they can go 10-6, maybe even 9-7, depending on how the season worked out. And we've had teams, make the Super Bowl or whatever with 9 wins and 10 wins and win it. But no, you can't go 4-2. That's just silly.
Well,
I could prove it in math, but I can't prove it on the field because it's not real.
Well, and plus 10 baseball games, essentially. I mean, that's over a 16-game season. There's you can't equate those. You can't equate 16 baseball games is what you're saying. I agree with you, but
yeah, not even close. But it's fun and interesting. I think that the more of these discussions that are had, that people who are afraid of numbers is probably not the right phrase, but people who are like, oh, I'm old school, I don't believe in the numbers. No, you actually do believe in the numbers, you just don't know what the numbers say all the time. And the people who are really strictly numbers guys lock so in on the numbers that they ignore all the real people. Yeah, all of what he said about turnovers, very legitimate. But I don't care what you say, Lawrence Taylor is going to force more fumbles than every other linebacker who's ever played outside linebacker. And if your outside linebacker is average, Lawrence Taylor is going to force way more fumbles than him. Who picks them up? Okay, there's some luck involved with that if the quarterback falls on them, but there is skill involved in all of that, and you can't measure the skill. You just can't, and you can't predict it in that way. All right, guys.
Thanks, man.
Good stuff.
I love it. I love getting these different opinions. I think it's fun. It's a good discussion.
I mean, everybody should have a different opinion on these things.
Well,
there's no exact science.
And guys,
it's
not a this or that. I think it's a combination of things. I definitely believe in what he's saying in terms of how close these teams are and use it. But I also think there are predictable things based on how guys can play and by what you see out of guys, and they do that over time. But that's cool. I mean, that's I love it.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you again about DraftKings, and we've all been waiting. It's here. Football season is back, and there's no better way to get close than with DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter. Draft a perfect lineup, and you can win $1 billion. There's so many ways to play with DraftKings. I like the head-to-head contest. They do 50-50 contests where you can, if you're one of the top half of the people who play, you win money. They've got beginner and casual contests to make sure you're playing against people on your level, and you get to draft a new team every week with no commitment. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code Houston to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston for your shot at $1 billion this Sunday. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Here's another great way to help and serve our community. Houston radio stations are teaming up today to raise funds for the Houston Food Bank. All funds raised will stay local and nourish our community, providing food and supplies to those who need it most. Go to HoustonFoodBank.org/HoustonRadio to make a monetary donation. Heal, help, or build. That's HoustonFoodBank.org/HoustonRadio. And, let's get another call on real quick. I think people are having fun with this discussion, so let's keep it going. Mike, you're on The Blitz. Go. Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing sports.
Sports. Just a quick take on the RJ Bell thing. Like, I'm an analytics guy as well. Do it for a living. I think there's two things, and Jerome kind of mentioned one of them, and you guys did as well. You know, there's the talent and skill factor. The other factor of it is situational. So the talent skill thing, I mean, like you mentioned, if I put Brock Osweiler in the game, I know the guy's going to throw as many picks as touchdowns in a season, and that's just because he can't read the defense as well, or he makes a terrible decision under pressure, whereas Aaron Rodgers is going to, you know, make a better decision. The other is situational. So RJ mentioned, you know, oh, the Bears had, you know, yards per play was you know, astronomical, was in the top 10. But you got to think about it. Those guys played from behind for a majority of the season because they sucked, which means third and fourth quarter, they're losing by 21. The other team is not going to be playing, you know, they're probably playing cover three, playing back, letting you get all these yards and points that you can because they don't really care, right? They're not, you know, they're not rushing four guys or five guys because, you know, they're trying to stay in the game. They're at a point where you've been blown out and you're just kind of racking up fantasy stats at that point. So just think there's a few things where if you take the numbers, you know, kind of like Jerome mentioned, and ignore everything else, it makes no sense. You've got to look at them in the situation and then, you know, from a talent or skill standpoint. So that's all I got. I just think, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt sometimes.
All right. Yeah, I don't think stats mean I don't know. I understand.
It's like anything else in context. And what do we talk about during the Brian Hoyer year? Brian Hoyer had some games where his numbers look really good. They also got way down early, as I recall, like the Dolphins game. Well, it came back in the second half, but they weren't winning that game. The Dolphins are basically just laying back. So you're putting up more stats, so your yards per play is going to be skewered. So you've got to, again, you just have to take it all in context.
And I got two examples. Last year, the Falcons, if you didn't see the Falcons play, you went on the stats on their defense, you would probably said they would have had one of the worst defenses in the league, the bottom half of the league. But when you watch the Falcons games, a lot of times the Falcons were up by, you know, double digits and were playing, like Mike was saying, they were playing off a lot and would give up a lot of yards but not give up a lot of points. And I think a few years ago, and we had this argument with RJ, you guys did, that he kept arguing that the Texans per play average was really good. And we were basically saying, no, RJ, we're watching this team play. They're not that good. And he kept arguing. He kept telling us that, no, they're better than the record was. So,
well, and that's the thing. Passing yardage when you're down big is going to skewer your per play average. So it's a good discussion. I just think it's like anything else, like any stat, you have to put it in context. I don't think you can just, man, I swear I'm allergic to something in this room.
I don't know what's going on.
I've been
on.
Feeling great all day, and then I get in here, and my eyes start watering. I think the plague is in here.
Could be. Could be me.
No, you're on the other side of the room. You know
it's
what?
True. Somebody else's fault.
I think it's something in this damn air conditioning, because when the air conditioning comes on, that's when it starts happening.
Asbestos?
Probably.
We've either got asbestos, or we've got rat droppings. Or bubonic plague, maybe. I don't know. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. That's interesting how that turned into a topic that
everybody... It turned into the last hour of our show.
Yeah. Everybody's been into. I haven't done my gym of the day yet. We'll do that next segment. I did have a couple college plays I wanted to bounce off you.
All right.
So we'll do that next. And then we only got two segments left. We're just going to be done. But so I've got a couple of college games, and we'll do our gym of the day, and then we'll have stupid stuff, and it'll be the weekend. So, and guys, this weekend you want to try something new on fantasy football? Here we go. If you love fantasy football, you need to try the new app Draft. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's totally unlike the other ones. On Draft, you play real live snake drafts with other people. It's just like in your season long league. And it works like this. It's a draft that lasts for just 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple minutes, so you can join one right now. And they've got all kinds of price levels. You can play for cold, hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar. So there's a draft for everyone. And the cool thing is no salary caps, and you get no player duplication. That's one thing. You never have to worry about that, that somebody's got the same player as you, because it's a real-life snake draft. And just like you play with your friends in a season-long league. Come and join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code SPORTS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code SPORTS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the app store. Go to playdraft.com and play free with promo code SPORTS.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, a lot of times if you have surgery, there's side effects, right?
It can be.
Well, a Croatian man who gets a lot of plastic surgery, 45-year-old Nevin Siganovic.
Remember when you had surgery on your balls?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That sucked,
man. That really sucked. Well, he was in Iran filming for a documentary. And
sometimes I just like to remind you of.
Yeah, I know. That's only the
dangers.
It's only the most painful thing that I've ever gone through. So thank you for bringing that back up as I almost coughed to death here because of whatever's being pumped out of our air conditioning. But so 45-year-old Nevin Siganovic, I like to call him Nevin.
He
was in Iran filming a documentary, and he'd had.
Mistake number one.
Being in Iran.
Going to Iran.
Yeah. Well, he had basically had a nose job.
Okay. While in Iran?
Apparently.
Is this an American guy?
No, he's a Croatian.
Croatian, okay.
Yes, yes.
Are doctors, plastic surgery surgeons considered better in Iran than in Croatia?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not up on these things. He is, though, because he had a side effect to his nose job.
Okay.
Have you heard of priapism?
That's when you have, remain hard for 8 hours. If your erection lasts more than 5 hours,
well,
that's it.
This basically started and they couldn't get rid of it.
Because so a nose job led to him being erect?
Yes.
Sexually?
Permanently.
Oh.
So he had to have another surgery to have that fixed. Said he had to have surgery to get rid of the permanent erection, but apparently will not be back to normal for some time. He's had over a dozen operations, including three previous surgeries on his nose. He was hoping this procedure would be the one to launch him to international stardom.
He thought this nose job was the one?
Yeah, he kind of looks like a fake Vanilla Ice.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to work out for him. But
fake Vanilla Ice isn't a great look.
Yeah.
Even like the real Vanilla Ice isn't fantastic.
Well, and he's just had so much work done that he looks freaky.
Yeah, sometimes you can get to that point.
So he's considering further surgery on his face called a vampire facelift, where platelets are removed from the blood and put in the skin. Yeah, good luck. But, yeah, I think he looks kind of freaky, actually. But, yeah, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So, looking at a couple of things here. The, you know how I like that angle of within 15 points of an over total, if it's within 15 points of the actual line?
Yeah.
So, Alabama minus 43.5 against Fresno State, over under 53.5. That was 3-0 last week, overs. So, if you're looking for something there, take Alabama. Because Alabama will go over 53.5 by themselves. It's basically the thought. So, and if you get anything out of Fresno, then you're good. But that's the thought process behind it. It's been pretty solid. That's the only one that's within 15 points this week. There's a couple that are close. Like Colorado, Texas State is like 20 points. Colorado's a 36-point favorite and 56.5, but I'm not touching that one. The Baylor line is down to 15.5. So, interesting. As far as the cash on that game, 80% is on UTSA.
No, that's not surprising.
Yeah, I'm definitely with them on that. And Georgia plus 5.5 against Notre Dame. I think we both like Georgia, right?
We do.
I'm looking at Ohio State now, 7.5-point favorites against Oklahoma. Is there anything there that you like?
I like Oklahoma when it's outside of a touchdown.
And it is outside of a touchdown right now.
Yeah, I'd be on that side. I think that, I mean, Ohio State didn't impress me at all. And granted, they played Indiana in week one, and that's a conference opponent. You know, you're not going to go out and win by 80 points. I get it, like a lot of these other schools got the chance to do. But they struggled offensively for over a half. And if you struggle offensively for a half against Oklahoma, you're going to be playing from behind. And Baker Mayfield might, you know, if you'd asked me this a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I would have said no way. Baker Mayfield may be a better college quarterback than JT Barrett now. JT Barrett, I feel like when JT Barrett was at his best was when Braxton Miller and Cardale Jones were on the team with him, and he could hardly get on the field. JT Barrett's not – he's not progressed, in my opinion. He's not gotten better. So I like Oklahoma getting those points.
Houston, 1-point favorite at Arizona. If I were going to touch it, I'd take Arizona. They've already played a game. And granted, yeah, it was against nobody. They did put up 62 points.
But it is a game.
New coach for UH, new quarterback. I don't know what they're going to be yet. And they've lost – I've mentioned this before. They've lost a lot of talent over the last couple of years of the NFL. So if I were going to bet this game, I'd take Arizona. I'm not going to, but I would take Arizona. So there's a few possible plays. And I have my premium plays on pregame. So if you want those, very affordable. And everything I make off those, we're going to Harvey Relief. So,
because you're a sweetheart.
Yeah, I just figured that's something I can do. And, you know, for people who bitch about me selling picks, well, that's where the money's going to go. So if we do really well, great. Jeff says Notre Dame wins by 10 or more.
Okay.
Good luck. God, I got to get rid of this story.
Who's your favorite team, Jeff? That's what I want to know. Because I can tell you now, I don't care about Georgia and I don't care about Notre Dame. I don't care about either one of them at all.
Yeah.
If you can say the same thing, then okay. That's a fair opinion. Well, but if you're a Notre Dame fan, I mean,
if your Twitter handle is Irish Lover 123 or something like that. Yeah.
Lucky Leprechaun.
Love the Leprechaun, yeah. That's like when people bitch at us and their Twitter handle is Texans Lady 246.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, if you got the name of your team, and he doesn't, but I'm just saying, if you got the name of your team in there, or your avatar is, oh, I don't know, a logo of your team. Yeah.
How many?
I can't take you seriously.
That's like when I said, when Manziel was about to come into the draft, and I said he's never going to make it, and there was 20 Twitter accounts who would just constantly give me grief, and they were all something number two, Johnny Manziel, John Football, JFF, whatever.
Or Aggie logo on their avatar. So, it's great that you're a fan, but I won't take you seriously. That's all I'm telling you. If you're, you know, Texans lady.
Yeah.
Or Texans guy. J.J. Watt lover. Which, yeah, Arizona beat Northern Arizona 62-24 in week one. So
I mean, the bright side is they gave up 24 points to Northern Arizona.
There is that.
So
I don't think they'll score 62 against UH, but I just don't, like I said, I have no confidence at all in what Houston's going to be. I need to see some games.
Yeah.
So did you guys touch on Zeke winning in court? Yeah, we did. And as of now, looks like he'll be able to play. We'll see. I mean, Jay Nix, I've never bought picks before. Luckily, never need to, but I'm definitely buying yours this week. Thanks for supporting Houston. Yeah, and guys, if you don't, I mean, the bottom line is they're there if you want them. If you don't have to buy them, but I'm just telling you that every single dollar that I get, that's where it's going to go because, yeah, you know, I mean, there's enough people out there, and that's if I don't die from whatever the
if
hell
you
this
don't
is.
Die.
Jeez, but man, I just you know I want to be able to. I want that money to go to something useful to people. So hopefully you'll enjoy them. I've got three picks on there and a bonus CFL play for everybody. So Longhorn Dimitri says, I know my team sucks, but I also know to appreciate the honesty. You sucked week one, Longhorn.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes from there. I think things will get better. What was that stupid movie with Kevin Costner? The president was the postman. Yeah.
The postman. Ugh.
Stuff's getting better. Just remember, stuff's getting better. God, that movie was so bad.
Yeah. What's worse, the postman or Waterworld?
Well, they're kind of the same thing, except one's water.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to go with Waterworld was worse. If you're right, I think on an IMDb, that would be like an 8%.
You mean what about on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, Rotten Tomatoes.
Why don't we look and see which one's worse?
Okay. I don't know. Which one would you say is worse?
I tend to think Waterworld because I feel like they unnecessarily put a world in the water. It just didn't seem necessary to me. All right, let's see. Waterworld.
They're both post-apocalyptic.
Yeah.
And he played kind of a fish in Waterworld, which did have Dennis Hopper, but they didn't really use him well.
That was just such a weird thing. All right, yeah. Waterworld gets 42%.
Okay, that's too high.
That's by critics. That's the tomato meter.
Right.
Audience score, 43.
Okay.
Okay, The Postman, which came out 2 years later. Oh, my. Audience score, 49, so it's a little bit higher.
Okay, so the audience likes it better.
But the tomato meter?
Yeah.
9%.
Wow. Critics did not like it.
No.
It had Tom Petty in it. Tom Petty had a cameo.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
You're famous, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great. That's
I mean, the whole concept.
Nine is pretty bad.
I think you can make a good post-apocalyptic movie. Just nobody's doing it.
Hey, Jong, have you seen the Tupac movie, that All Eyes on Me?
No, I heard it was really bad.
I've heard that, too. And it pulled up on the side here, and it got 17%.
Yeah, I heard a lot of the stuff in that movie was very inaccurate.
What's the lowest ranking ever on Rotten Tomatoes?
Jiggly, no? Geely? It has to be Geely, no? I don't know.
What does it get?
I don't know. It got really, really bad when it came out. So on IMDb, Waterworld is a 6.1 out of 10, and The Postman 6.0 out of 10.
Man,
that's too high for both of them.
Geely gets a 6%. So, yeah, it's up there. It's up there. I don't know. I don't know what the...
I've got a list of films with zeros on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay. Give it to me.
Well, most of these are from way back, but let's see. Let's find something current. So I haven't heard of any of these. The Layover, did you ever see that? Whatever that is, that's a zero. Woodshock, Overdrive, Naked. I don't know any of these. My Dead Boyfriend in 2016.
That's pretty bad.
I'm trying to see if it's one of these I've ever heard of.
I try to think. Look.
Cabin Fever.
Oh, Kevin Fever's not that bad. Okay, I just guessed one, and I was right, and it's 0%.
What's that?
I thought of, like, the most ridiculous concept. Remember the movie with Matt LeBlanc where he played baseball with a monkey?
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
Ed?
It's called Ed.
Okay.
And it's 0%.
You know what, nice. Though? When that movie came out, I was a little kid.
You liked
it? I loved
it?
That movie.
Oh, God.
I was a little kid.
22% audience score.
Yeah, I also liked the Mighty Ducks, and then when I grew older and saw it on TV, I realized how awful it was.
Well, I watched Howard the Duck a lot when I was a kid. Let's see Howard the Duck's score.
Oh, it's better than zero.
It's got to be better than zero.
Yeah.
15.
Okay. Okay, this is one I never saw, but just from the title, I would know it was a zero. I would never have to go see it. The White-Haired Witch of Lunar Kingdom. Pretty much says it all, right? I'm trying to find something that I would have seen, but there's a reason these are all zeros, I guess.
Well, I've never seen Ed, but I always remember that concept just seems so ridiculous to me.
Now here's one called,
which I mean, like Air Bud is sort of the same thing,
right?
But that's like that seems to be a movie, like a Disney movie. It's like a kid movie.
Yeah,
Matt LeBlanc's like a grown up actor. That's what made it weird.
Yeah, here's something called Love, Wedding, Marriage. Who would want to watch that? Ugh.
I mean, that seems like a movie you would be very familiar with.
Not the love part of it. For me, it'd be Wedding, Marriage, Divorce would be what it should be called. That I might watch. Oh, Fred the Movie. Zero.
Oh, what about Drop Dead Fred?
That one I don't see on here. I'm still trying to find a movie that I would have actually seen that I could say this. But nope. National Lampoon's Pledge This. Never saw it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not
good. I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. Okay. Haven't seen any of those. There's a lot of sequels on here to stuff like The Crow, Wicked Player. Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2.
Hmm.
Sex Lives of the Potato Men. Yeah, I can see why these things all suck.
I think the worst rated movie I ever saw, it was on TV, The Last Airbender.
Really?
That was horrible.
Slapshot 2, Breaking the Ice in 2002. I had no idea there was a Slapshot 2. Interesting.
Am I reading DraftKings? Okay, good. I wanted to make sure that people have heard about DraftKings today. Gotta let the people know. We've all been waiting since February. Football season's back. There's no better way to get close to the game that we all love than with DraftKings. 1 week fantasy football. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. There's so many ways to play with DraftKings. You could play a public contest against total strangers and win all their money, or you can play a private contest with just your buddies. Play head-to-head with somebody if you want. The best part is you're drafting a new team every week. There's no commitment to any players. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston for your shot at $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Women less than bikinis, rock men lovers, driving in bikinis,
jealous, because I'm out getting mine. Shade with a cage and vanilla with a nine. Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest. Coming up Saturday, September 23rd, Kima Boardwalk and 24 breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers from people like Avery, Back Pew, Ballast Point, Bell's, Brooklyn, Galveston Island, Carbach, Lagunitas, St. Arnold, and so many more. You can buy advance tickets now for only $44.95 and $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. It's going to be $49.95 the day of the event, so it pays to get in early. Your admission includes beer samples, of course, giveaways from vendors, and food samples, and there's going to be live music all day from the Spasmatics and Midnight Release. Purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on-site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and you must be 21 years of age to attend. And for you real craft beer heads, at 1 p.m., take the Craft Beer Fest cruise on a yacht. The special guest host is St. Arnold Brewery. Go to KimaBeerFest.com for all details. That's Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, September 23rd. For more info, KimaBeerFest.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We got a giveaway for you. It's the best fight in boxing, the showdown that the fans demanded. Canelo Alvarez.
I demanded.
I did too. Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G. They'll collide for the middleweight championship of the world. Don't miss it. Saturday, September 16th, 7 p.m. Central. Live only on pay-per-view. You're going to get the Canelo versus Golovkin warm-up jacket, zippered and hoodied, collar 20. Congratulations. You get one, we don't. So, all right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said
this week. Barry Laminack, ladies and gentlemen. He who forgot his phone.
It happens.
Hey, at least we were nice enough to tell you. We didn't say, hey, let's
hide
it.
How'd you get?
I left.
How'd you get word?
I went right now.
Oh, okay. I couldn't figure out how to use that. You don't have an iPhone. You got the other kind, so I didn't even know how to take a D-pic for you. Sorry.
But, oh, there you go. 407.
That did not take long.
No. And we're back on the Blitz. 713. That's two
that
already.
Better, right?
531.
Much better.
407 and 531 so far for AJ. I think that's a, I wouldn't say a safe bet, but a smart bet. 713-780.
What's going on over there?
My I accidentally unplugged my computer. I kicked the thing out, so I'm just trying to fix it.
Okay. We all good now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. U.S. just had a penalty kick and did not score. So, again.
Fred, don't give up hope yet.
Oh, I think,
oh,
is
goal!
That a goal? Okay.
Well, I have a theory that I just postulated last segment that I want your opinion on.
Postulated.
Can you say that on the radio?
That's a, yeah. That's a great word.
I think...
Postulate all over your face.
No, oh, just not your wife.
What?
The hell?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Fred.
No, I'm gonna postulate in your hair, Fred.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love it when these boys talk dirty to each other.
Well, Mats, have you guys talked about this San Diego La Jolla weather? This weather is kick ass. Yeah, it is awesome. What the hell is this?
John, this is so inappropriate.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's not about his... about this guy who's trying to get some. A woman in South Korea was tired of her husband playing so much golf. So she did what any right-minded woman who needs a little more attention would do. She sliced off his penis with a kitchen knife while he was sleeping and flushed it down the toilet.
All she did was take his putter away, right? Driver? No.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
All right, guys, I got to tell you, if you want to get in on the action this weekend, your place to go, mybookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, upsets, hard-pounding finishes in-game. And if you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit up to 100% bonus. MyBookie.ag.lv works for both. In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, user-friendly mobile site, perfect place to go. Doesn't matter if you've been playing for years or if you're just getting started. So might as well get started, right? If you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, come join MyBookie. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business guaranteed. Just use promo code RADIO to activate your sign-up bonus of up to 100%. Give them a call, 844-900-2387, or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS, or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.